The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. He entered and reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. The Lord said to him, "Oh, you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. You fools, did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I thought what we'd do today is talk a little tiny bit about freedom, okay? Because St. Paul says in his letter to the Galatians, says, "For freedom, Christ set us free." And then here in the psalm response, we hear it again. It says, "I will walk at liberty because I keep your precepts." And you think, you hear that, and if you think about it, you think to yourself, wait a minute, how? "I'll walk at liberty because I keep your precepts." I thought that God's precepts and his commandments and his rules, I thought these things were the very opposite of freedom. I mean, doesn't freedom mean doing whatever you want? Let's take a look at that question, okay? Here's the hitch. It all depends on what you mean by the word want. Try to imagine this scenario, for example. I mean, this happens every once in a while. Somebody brings to the priest's house a great big plate full of cupcakes. Every once in a while. Now, I don't take the tinfoil off those cupcakes. I look at the great big spread with all their lovely frosting. And I might want to eat the entire plate of cupcakes right there in one sitting. But I also want to maintain my belt size. And I don't want to pop a collar button. Right? So, you know, I'm free to do whatever I want, but I got to exercise that freedom. I got to make a choice. What do I want more? You might want to sleep in every morning just as late as you feel like sleeping in. But you also want to keep your commitments to other people. Maybe you want to keep your job. Now you're free to do anything you want. You got to ask yourself this question: what do you want more? See, do you see now how freedom isn't just about choosing? It's also about wanting. And the moment you realize the things that you really want are big things, that's when you realize that freedom cannot mean just doing whatever you want. Because what we really want are big things. Things like happiness. Things like peace. Peace that's not lost when I read the headlines in the news. Things like joy, things like friendship, big things. And realize that all of our choices either lead to those big things or lead away from those big things. What we really want is happiness. And it raises this question of what leads to happiness. Now, life is not just a series of disconnected choices. All of our choices, whether we like it or not, always proceed towards goals. So if I want to learn a new language, I've got to choose to sit down and study it. If I want to learn to play a new musical instrument, I've got to choose to sit down and practice it. If I want to get fit and trim, I've got to choose a bunch of little choices that help me lose 10 pounds, maybe 20 pounds. And you realize that all of these choices are things that you really want, even if you don't feel like making the individual choices that lead to them. So it ultimately is all about the question of what leads to happiness. And here's where faith begins. Ultimately, it's God that leads us to happiness. And it's his commandments that lead us there. Now, that would be the subject of an entire separate homily, but just very briefly, if you think about it, what really leads to happiness? You can answer that question by asking this question. If you want to know if something makes you happy, look at those who already have it. Does money make you happy? A lot of people think it does. Come up to somebody with a great big bright smile, what's the question that people ask? What happened to you? Did you just win the lottery? Right? But how about all those people with millions upon millions, and the only thing they want is another million, and they're no happier than they were when they were poor. People think that honor, power, prestige makes them happy. Look at the people who have these things and ask yourself, does it lead to happiness? Case after case proves that it does not. But when you look at those who genuinely have God deep down in their hearts and souls, people like the saints, people like Mother Teresa, it's undeniable that in spite of the circumstances of their life, they've got something. It's like they discovered the secret of living. Now, God tries to guide us towards this by giving us his commandments. He says, trust me, believe me, this is what really leads to your deepest happiness. That's how you want to use your freedom. And we have to make a choice to believe him and follow his commandments, or not, to do whatever we feel like and to reap the consequences. Jesus once said, everybody who lives in sin is a slave of sin. What you come to discover is that every time we make a wrong choice, we're a little bit more constrained, a little bit less free than we were before. Now, this is easiest to display, for example, in addictions. But it's actually true for every wrong and selfish choice we make. Now, just as an aside, when you multiply out those sins across society, what you come to discover is that the further a society drifts from God, the less free that society becomes. I had to go to seminary to learn that. But all my life long, I don't know about you, but all my life long, I was like, every single year we got a little bit less free, and a little bit less free, and more restrictions and more rules. And I always find myself asking, why? And the big answer is because we drift further and further and further away from God. Away from any concept commonly held of right versus wrong. Any concept commonly believed that at the end of all of these days of living, we're going to face a judge. He's going to look at all the decisions that you made in your life. He's going to pass judgment on you. Now, if you subtract that out of enough individuals, you can't hire enough police to make up for all the difference. So God, he calls us to freedom. You know what he calls us to? He calls us to excellence. What excellence in what? Excellence in loving. Keeping God's commandments ultimately leads to the greatest freedom of all, the freedom to what we have, what we really want, which is to love, which is to give. Most of us, as we sit right now, as a consequence of all of our sins, we're not really free to be who we really want to be. We're not really free to put other people's interests ahead of our own. It's a real struggle, isn't it? Yes, it is. We're not really free to make sacrifices on behalf of other people. I mean, we know we want to, but gosh, it's a struggle. We're not really at liberty to do that. So we get a little reminder today. Reminder from St. Paul. Reminder from the psalm response. The freedom, the happiness that we really want, paradoxically, comes from keeping God's commandments. And regardless of what we've done up until this day, we're always free to begin. And there's no better place to do that than right here. And we'll ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Pope St. John the 23rd, pray for us.